Vivian pushed through the small crowd of people gathered around the bar. They all watched Lauren, who was now singing loudly out of tune to a Gloria Gaynor track. Vivian stepped in front of Lauren, grasping her flailing arm at the bicep. She took Lauren's fresh drink off her and placed it on the bar. "Hey!" Lauren glared at the interruption. "Get off me!" Vivian held tighter as Lauren tried to pull away. Lauren was a couple of inches taller than her own 5'4". Lauren's hair had a messy but stylish look, cut just above her shoulders. Through the alcohol, Vivian detected hints of apple. A slow roll moved through her stomach as Lauren's sky-blue eyes flashed with anger. God, she's gorgeous. Vivian shook the disquieting thought from her mind. Come with me. She tugged Lauren's arm, surprised by the lack of resistance. She led Lauren through a back door and into the corridor that led to an emergency exit. Lauren stopped, pulling her arm free. Who are you? She asked, her words slurring. Vivian turned and glared at her. I work for your father. I'm the CFO. Lauren's gaze travelled over Vivian's body, her lips quirking into a grin. It's about time Father hired himself some eye candy. Vivian felt a red-hot rage course through her body. Her hands tightened into fists, trying desperately to curb the urge to slap her. It wasn't the first time Vivian had been called that, and it wouldn't be the last. She wasn't blind. She knew she was attractive. But having spent years trying to prove her brain was her best asset had been hard. At Bridger Holdings, she thought she had finally found a place to be comfortable in her own skin. Seeing Lauren leer at her the way some men did had angered her more than it should have. Don't ever speak to me like that again. Lauren flinched at the icy tone in Vivian's voice. I was just having some fun. Chill out, Jesus. Lauren backed up a step. What are you doing here?
It's the spring party. Where else would I be?
Lauren fished a packet of cigarettes from her pocket and attempted to light one. Vivian snatched it out of her mouth. No smoking in here.
It's my dad's business. I can do what I want.
She put another one between her lips.
It's illegal.
Vivian snatched that one too, and the pack out of Lauren's other hand. She tossed the packet into the bin that stood near the exit.
Spoil sport.
Lauren stepped around Vivian.
I need a drink.
Don't you think you've had enough? Vivian reached out, grabbing her wrist and spinning her around, bringing their bodies within inches of each other. Lauren glared at her, then took a step forward, making Vivian back up until she hit the wall behind her. Vivian's heart rate tripled. Her pulse pounded in her ears. It wasn't just the alcohol that was intoxicating. She was transfixed by the ire flashing in Lauren's gaze. Lauren reached up, tracing Vivian's cheek with gentle fingers. Vivian's eyes went wide when Lauren dipped her head and crushed their lips together in a searing kiss. She should have pushed Lauren away, but couldn't. The raw passion and taste of her tongue glued her in place. Vivian gripped her shoulders, pulling her closer still. She hadn't been kissed this well in a very long time.